Hey there, welcome to the Dressage with Amelia podcast, where it's all about breaking things down and helping you learn to love your ride. I'm your host, Amelia Newcomb. These sessions are recordings from my Facebook Live, where I answer as many questions as I can from my audience. I hope you enjoy this episode where I answer your questions about dressage. Please help me out and share this with a friend who also rides horses.
Generally late a lot.
Hello. We apologize. We're 2 minutes late.
We.
I was messing with the microphones.
What we?
Apparently it's my fault. It's my fault. Tonight's topic is adjustability and balance with your horse.
I thought we were doing pirouettes.
They're related.
Yes.
Because pirouettes are a great way to develop adjustability and balance in your horse. And that's kind of the theme for this week. I did a pirouette webinar on Sunday. We had a lot of people come, which was super exciting. And the pirouette course is open for enrollment. So you have until Saturday to join the pirouette course. It's an awesome course, a lot of great exercises. But I wanted to talk specifically about balance and adjustability and how pirouettes help to develop balance and adjustability in your horse.
Well, you can't adjust if you're not in balance.
Okay, good point. So number one, balance.
Yeah.
Yes. And when we think of balance, like what does it mean to have balance for your horse?
That their weight is evenly distributed over all four legs, right? The neck obviously weighs more than the tail. The center of gravity for the horse is kind of over the withers in the front leg. For them to be rideable and easily influenced by us, we have to move that center of gravity back under where we are.
Yeah.
So that's a learned thing.
And it's also when we put, like, most of our weight goes on the front end of the horse. So it puts them even more out of balance and even more weight on the forehand. I think when horses are just standing alone, it's like 3/5 on the front legs, but then you put a rider on top and now you have even more weight.
And if you're not in the right position and leaning forward, now the horse is really.
Yes. So what does it feel like when your horse is in balance?
That's where the harmony happens, right? That's where it's easy. Like you're going to go do something and it's just easy.
Yeah. You can ride transitions. You can make turns.
Depending on the level of the horse, right? You get to do flying changes that stay under you and go forward, that don't hurry. You can do a leg yield that the tempo stays the same and the crossing is the same and you go smoothly over.
And I think that balance also creates a level of like confidence and security for you and for your horse, because it's not a good feeling when your horse is like out of balance and on the forehand, and the horses don't like it either. They don't want to trip or fall down.
It's like being on a toboggan on the Matterhorn. You're just going downhill very fast. It's not pleasant.
Yes. And so a really good exercise to improve your horse's balance is turn on the haunches or walk pirouette. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because.
So, and what's the difference? The size.
Yes. Size and amount of collection is the difference between turn on the haunches and walk pirouettes. But so on the webinar on Sunday, I asked how many of the people that were there live, you can answer here now. Have you ever tried a walk pirouette or have you ever tried a pirouette? And so many people said no, that they'd like never tried it. And I think it is an extremely important exercise. So a couple questions. How do you know when you're ready to start doing a turn on the haunches or a walk pirouette? When do you tell your students to start doing it?
Pretty early on. I mean, if you can walk, trot, and canter and steer, yes, you're good to go.
Yeah. Because they start at second level and then you have walk or you have turn on the haunches at second and third level. Fourth level, pre-St. George, you have walk pirouettes, and then you have canter pirouettes all the way to the Grand Prix. So it's like pirouettes are a very important dressage movement. And part of why they are an important dressage movement is because they help to teach your horse to balance. So if you have a horse who, like, you can't turn, They're strung out. They're not engaging their hind end. You can't collect them. A lot of times walk pirouettes really help with that. And I think sometimes people don't think about them.
Not in that way, but it is. It just develops that hand-eye coordination, which for the horse, right?
Yeah.
I've got to sit on this leg, move that leg, bend my body, and the rider too. I have an outside rein. I have an inside leg. I've got an outside rein. I've got to move the outside hind leg. I got to move the inside hind leg. I have to turn the shoulder. There's so many things going on that if you can get that, now you really got the horse on the aids.
Yeah.
It's just about improving those motor skills.
And if you can get it at the walk, then it does help you when you go to trot and canter. When you have control of the hind legs and when you have control of the forehand, then yeah, it then when you go trot and when you go canter, you're going to have a lot more control of that. Someone here says they're watching with closed caption because her husband is watching Biden's State of the Union. I didn't realize it was on tonight.
Neither
did I. Yeah, we're a little...
We're like horse oriented.
Yeah. As
everybody else who's watching. So we're okay. Fine. We're in good company.
We're more important than the president. All right. Well, thank you.
We're in good company. Everybody wants their horses.
Okay. So back to walk pirouettes, because that's clearly more important than politics. So how do you teach a student? Like you have a new student, they're walk trot canter, and you're like, all right, they should probably get a little more control of the shoulder, a little more control of the hind end.
Things. It makes things a little tidier.
Yeah. So how do you teach them?
So the walk. What I do, if someone's never done it, right? Otherwise I'll talk them through it. But if they've never done it, I like to put a pole on the ground, have them go parallel the pole, and then try with the outside leg to keep the haunches at the top of the pole and come all the way around. You do a 180 around the top of the pole. With the outside leg, keep the haunches next to the pole, and with the hands, turn the shoulder and just start there. And so that the rider starts to figure out that they've got to control the hind end and they have to control the front end. And then based on what I see, okay, more inside leg, I'll count the footfalls of the hind leg for them too. Outside leg, inside leg, outside leg. Because what happens a lot, right, is the horse will pivot on the inside or the haunches will swing out. Those are like the two popular evasions, is haunches swinging out. And so then you need to use your outside leg when the outside hind's coming. And if they're pivoting on the inside, you need your inside leg when the inside leg should be coming. So you help the horse keep the footfalls. And so the rider has to be thinking leg, 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 turn shoulders.
Yeah. And there's actually a really cool video of Herman teaching our assistant that exercise that's inside the pirouette course. And it's really good because the first walk pirouettes she did were like really bad. And she pretty much made like every mistake in the book and then finally got it right. And
right.
So,
then you fine tune it, but it's just a place to start.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, this is all right. And this I need to do more of.
Yeah. So let us know in the chat if you're feeling more inspired to try the walk pirouette. A lot of times what I'll do with a horse, like if they're like first, second level, is I'll do my warm up first. So I'll like kind of, you know, walk, trot, canter, get them moving forward. And then after I walk and I'm like ready to start working on more collection, that's when I'll do a few turn on the haunches or walk pirouettes, because it helps to get the hind end more engaged and it helps to get you that control so that then when you go up to like trot and canter, the hind end is more under. And a lot of times you'll feel the shoulders start to lift and everything will just get easier. When I first started riding with Jo Hinneman, I took my horse Kensington down there and he was like 5 at the time. And one of the first exercises that he just drilled on me was those walk pirouettes. And he was like, do it again, do it again, do it again. And he was so particular that I could control the inside hind leg and get the inside hind leg stepping up and down on the spot, because Kensington is a really big moving horse. And he was so out of balance when I got him. I remember
and those flying change at the canter, you guys were like, oh my God.
Yeah. I could barely like turn in the canter, like even doing a 20 meter circle, because his canter stride was like 10 meters. And so trying to do a 20 meter circle.
Right, to shorten that stride, bring that center of gravity back, help him balance on all four legs. He just wanted to go.
Yeah. But so the walk pirouette.
Himself.
Yeah. And you start at the walk. Like, it makes sense, right? It's easier for the horse. It's easier for you to do it at the walk when things are a little bit slower and you don't have so much impulsion and energy behind it. So let's talk about rider position in walk pirouettes. What are some of the common faults that we see with riders?
Obviously dropping the shoulder because they try to turn and they put body English on it instead of
turn, like that.
They turn and they don't make the horse turn.
A big one that I see is riders leaning like to the outside. And it's really important in your turn that you're sitting on your inside seat bone a little bit so that you're sending over your horse's center of gravity. Because as your horse turns, you want to be always sitting on the inside seat bone. Another big one I see is too much pressure, like too much leg.
Well, not in sequence.
Yeah.
The leg pressure stays on. There's just this squeezing.
Or that the horse isn't responsive enough to your leg. So a lot of times what I'll do, like if I start doing a walk pirouette and I just feel like my horse isn't listening, like when I'm doing left leg, right leg, and I want to get control of the hind end, I'll go back to doing leg yields just to like get a response to my leg.
Right in the middle of the pirouette and then go back to the pirouette.
Yeah. Or even just go out and do like leg yield in straight, leg yield out straight, leg yield in, and then come back and do the walk pirouette once the horse is more listening to your legs. So let's see. There's a question here. How can I get the walk pirouette into canter pirouette? My horse just wants to spin faster. Oh, that's a good question. So that's one of my favorite exercises to introduce canter pirouettes, because if your horse can do a walk pirouette, then guess what? Your horse can do a canter pirouette.
Yeah.
So if your horse, like if you're doing your schooling walk pirouette and you want to pick up canter and your horse just starts to spin faster, I think you need to use more inside leg. Do you agree?
And the outside ring. And then before you start it, I would, on the straight line, canter, and then you think three steps of collecting canter, three steps of pirouette canter, three steps of going out canter, back to your collected canter. Because the problem is you're not getting the canter on the spot before you start. There isn't a collecting and then the turning. We're just turning. And so the horse spins around.
But I think she's saying she's trying to do the walk pirouette and then ask for canter from the walk pirouette.
Oh, that's
like, that's my favorite exercise to teach.
Oh, right. So you just walk canter the whole way. Yeah. Oh, I didn't read that question that way.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Arthur said he started walk pirouette. Awesome. And he's enrolled in the Pirouette Masterclass. Hi, Arthur. Arthur is from Thailand. Do you remember he came to the barn? You met him.
Hi.
He's the pilot.
Yes. And he brought us those.
Those yummy little things from Thailand.
The taro root dessert. Yes.
Yeah. They were like these little pastry puff things. They were purplish, but they were really yummy. So thank you, Arthur. Let's see. Claire has a question.
And so, yes, Claire, this is where we write questions.
Yes. I am having trouble posting in time with my horse's trot. I sit before the beat, like I'm rising and sitting too quickly for his gait. I don't know how to slow it and how to stop my butt from slapping back into the saddle. Advice for Claire?
My first thought is you got to put more weight in your stirrups. You got to stand in those stirrups, really push off and just practice doing squats, basically, right? You put weight in the stirrups and lift yourself and lower yourself. I'm thinking it's half sitting and half posting.
Yeah. I also think when you're posting the trot, it's important that you control like through your core. And as you come into the saddle, like that last 5 or 10% that you want to land soft into the saddle. So you're not just going like slap.
Right. But that's weight in the stirrups.
Yeah. And control through your core, I think.
Yeah.
Like that you're not just like letting your body
flop, collapsing. So
you got to have a little tone in your body for sure. All right. So I hope you all are inspired to work on your walk pirouettes. And if you haven't yet, check out the pirouette course. The link should be above or below this video. We would love to have you. A couple more questions about balance. There are a few good ones here. So there was one question from Catherine, and she said she's riding a green horse who's struggling in the canter and struggling to balance in the canter. The horse kind of leans in, but then gets claustrophobic if she puts too much pressure on the horse. So what exercises could she do to improve canter balance?
Can you say all that again? What was the question?
Okay. She has a green young horse that's not balanced in the canter, and she wants to rush and lean in, but she also gets claustrophobic if you try to like do a lot of transitions or put a lot of pressure on her.
Make your circle a diamond. Make your circle a diamond, and in the turning, you bring it back. And then on the straight line, you push it to the next. So like you think north, south, east, west, whatever, right? You've got those four points, and you're going to ride a diamond. When you make the turn, you bring the horse back that wee bit. You make the turn. You look for the next spot. You ride it forward to the next spot. That's what I do for my young horses.
Okay, another question. I would like to know how I can help my horse to balance, especially in corners, and what exercises we can do to improve my horse's balance. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, we both got out of balance so much that we fell. That's not good.
Contact both reins. And it has to be consistent. Yep.
Keep your eyes up. Isn't there something about how stunt riders, like, you know, when they have horses fall in a stunt?
Okay.
I heard something that if you're looking up, you're good. But the second you look down, then you fall with the horse.
Right. Cause you're going to go where you look.
So look up and keep your shoulders back.
That's how come that one horse that did the somersault, I just right off of it.
Cause you're looking up.
I was looking up.
Scary thing when horses fall with you. If you've ever had a horse fall, it's like, it's not a good feeling. And horses don't like to fall down either, right? Because it puts them in a vulnerable place. So you do always want to make sure that there's like have the vet check them out, make sure there's nothing wrong with them, make sure your footing's good.
Right, because that one horse did
have neurological issues.
And that's why he fell down. But anyway, let's say everything is normal and your horse is healthy and it's all fine. If your contact is varied, like you have contact, you don't have contact, you have contact, then you don't have contact, that will make your horse trip and fall.
And also your balance.
Right. Well, because and that again, relates with the hands, to contact. Right. So like if your hands are going and coming and going and coming.
Right. And if you're leaning forward or leaning to straight, the side or not following the motion of your horse. But again, that's where like I feel going to the walk and doing like walk pirouettes or transitions like walk, halt, walk or leg yields, like slow it down and get yourself and your horse organized at the walk and then go up to the trot and then go up to the canter. And that's also like for Catherine's question with her green horse that's out of balance in the canter. I have a young horse right now in training. He's a really cool horse. I like him, but his canter is a little out of balance. And so I just really take my time at the trot and make sure that he feels balanced and relaxed in the trot. And then I ask for the canter. And sometimes he gets it and I can canter a few circles. Sometimes he picks up the canter and he gets out of balance and he breaks down to the trot. And it's not like he's lazy or being naughty. It's like truly that
he doesn't know where to put his feet.
Yeah. And he's a big, he's over 17 hands. And he doesn't really understand the contact well enough to where I can help him balance, because when your horse really understands the contact, it should be that when you take contact, it puts the weight on your horse's hind end. Like that really is the point of contact. It should feel that you have your horse's hind legs in your hands. And if you take the contact, that their hind legs go down and under.
Right, but you're not pulling that. It's just
and that's an incredible feeling and a very hard feeling to develop.
And it's not happening on a 4-year-old.
I know, but I feel glimmers of it.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to happen with any consistency. I mean, you can right. get it, and that's the learning. That's the part they have to learn. Otherwise, you could ride correctly for an hour, and then they'd all be doing Grand Prix. You wouldn't have to teach them things, but you have to teach them how to be there.
Right. But I do think that that is the contact is so important to improve your horse's balance. And a lot of times when horses don't understand the contact and they just pull on the contact or root on the bit, that's a lot of times when they trip.
Oh, for sure.
Is when they go to pull on the bit and when they're stiff because they're just thinking about the bit and they're not thinking about their hind legs.
Yep.
So, okay. Next question is from Alex. My horse gets unbalanced in the canter lengthening down the long side in first level test two, especially the transition back to working canter before the corner. It usually results in him changing leads behind. How do I help keep him balanced the entire long side?
At home in your training, do the lengthening into a circle and let the circle bring him back. You'll apply the aid in the circle so that the horse starts to go, oh, okay, he's doing that thing and I'm making the circle, so I'm shortening my stride. So you do it with a circle, you do it with a circle. So then the horse is expecting the circle, and then you go down and you do it and you make the corner, and the horse already understands from the circle and he brings himself back.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I have here in front of me the chat from the Pirouette webinar on Sunday. This is the chat. Lots of comments, which when I'm doing the webinars, I can't always read the chat. So I like to read them afterwards. But there, I asked a question like, what's the biggest issue that you have with your walk, with your pirouettes in general? So I thought we'd go through some of these. So Gail says size, pirouettes are too big. What can we do to help that?
They're a canter walk canter one.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're doing it at the walk, you know, put a cone out there on the ground. And
cones are really helpful.
And what does help too is if you look over your shoulder at the inside hind leg.
Yes, that really helps.
So like you're riding and you look at the inside and look back at the inside hind leg.
And that also really helps to keep your weight
on the
inside, on your inside seat bone. So that's a really good one. Katrina says, I have no idea where to start working on pirouettes. We gave some good suggestions.
Right. So if you were here earlier, then use the pole.
Yeah. And you also, a few other important prerequisites is make sure that you can go from like free walk to collect, like it doesn't have to be collected walk, but free walk to medium walk.
To medium walk. Yeah.
Before. And also
to leg yields.
So that your horse is responsive to the lateral leg aids. And then if you have that, I always like you like to use the pole. I like to use the square exercise to introduce the turn on the haunches. And that's where you just go straight, 90 degree turn, go straight out of it. And again, we show all of this inside of the pirouette course. There's a lot of exercises with poles. There's a lot of exercises with cavalettis. There's like pretty much any exercise that you could ever need to train the pirouettes is inside that course. Okay. Let's see. Tara says her horse breaks to the walk. So I'm assuming in the canter pirouette that her horse walks. What do we do about that?
On the long side, go medium, collect, pirouette canter, go medium, collect, pirouette canter, go medium.
Get your horse in front of the leg, in other words.
Then that way, while you're in the middle of pirouette and you think, oh boy, he's going to walk, you can close your leg and he takes that step.
Yeah. Or like you go in and you start turning. And then when you feel your horse get behind the leg, you ride out.
Right. One step and then back to the pirouette.
Yeah. You always have to get out. And keeping activity.
And you know, if you need, and if you rode it some and haunches in, maybe.
Yeah.
Schooling. You know, you school it and haunches in so that you can, it's easier for the horse to keep the canter going, school it and haunches in. That
yeah.
works.
One that thing works. That's really important about training the pirouettes is that you don't just do them like they are in the test.
For sure.
And you really need to have a lot of different exercises and different patterns. Like we talked about some tonight, like walk pirouette into canter pirouette. There's also where you go half pass into schooling pirouette or the square, but you don't just go across the diagonal and try to ride
and gather it and try and turn the shoulder.
It's not going to happen. And so inside the Pirouette course, I really break it down where there's over 60 videos and just like a ton of different exercises to help you. So let's see. Oh, there's a few people say that their horse gets stuck. I'm assuming stuck is usually referring to a walk pirouette.
And the foot just didn't, they pivoted. Yeah, they didn't raise it up. It lost the four beats.
So what do we do if your horse sticks?
Walk forward.
Yes.
And I always like it if somebody's there going left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg.
Yes, we all need you in our ears.
I need me in my ears going left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. Make sure I got the mirrors are helpful.
Okay. Oh, another big one. This is a good one. And a very important prerequisite to your canter pirouettes is canter quality. What are some good exercises
The collecting canter on the straight side.
Collect and the rubber it, band. That's what we it. Also call the rubber band exercise, where you go, collect, go, yep. collect, like a rubber
that's
band.
That's key. And you do it in haunches in. You can do it in shoulder in. Yeah. Baby haunches in, baby shoulder in. But
yeah. So anyways, pirouettes are a great exercise to develop balance and adjustability in your horse. That's the moral of the story. Start at the walk because of so many things we talked about. One thing we didn't talk about yet is that walk pirouettes, one reason they're really good is that they're low stress on your horse.
Yeah, you can do them.
You can do them every day. So it's not like doing extended trot or steep path passes. They're not going to break your horse down. The other thing is that they are a non-brilliance movement, which means that even if your horse isn't the fanciest thing ever, you can still score well on them.
And it's a coefficient.
A lot of times it's a coefficient. Yes. In the Pre-St. George, it's like 23.5% of your score, walk pirouettes and canter pirouettes. What else? Oh, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you've noticed, the days are getting longer. Let me know in the chat if you're excited for daylight savings time. I'm excited.
I just want the winter to be gone.
Yes. It has been raining so much here in California. I got drenched tonight and on Friday. Twice this week, I've been drenched down to my underwear, where your underwear gets like soaking wet.
Yeah, when you're water. Riding. There was water.
So I'm definitely looking forward to spring. Gina says yes. Brandy says yes.
Yes. Everybody's
hi,
like,
Janice from New Zealand. Science of Style is from Gold Coast, Australia.
But the folks in Australia and New Zealand are not going into spring right now.
They're going into winter.
They'd be having the fall.
Yes. So anyways, happy spring. And we will be here next Thursday and hopefully be talking about something entertaining. All right. Good night, everyone. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for all of your awesome questions, and I hope you learned something new from listening. If you're new to the podcast and you'd like a question answered on a future one, get in touch on Facebook through Amelia's Dressage Club, Instagram at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, or YouTube at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, and mark the question for the live sessions. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it, review it, and tune in again next week. Thanks so much and happy riding.